Now that Superman and Lois has wrapped filming its third season, Alex Garfin is training to get his gold sash in martial arts while enjoying his time in the city. The superhero TV show has been seen filming around Vancouver recently, from setting off big explosions on set to transforming a SkyTrain station into Metropolis. Locals also spotted Superman filming scenes in the downtown core. The TV show follows Superman, aka Clark Kent, and journalist Lois Lane as they face the challenges of being parents in today's world. Season 3 premiered on the CW on March 14, with episodes airing weekly. The second episode, titled Uncontrollable Forces, airs on the CW tonight, March 21, at 5 p.m. local time. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Alex Garfin, at Alex Garfin. Having spent many months in Vancouver, Alex Garfin, who plays Superman's son Jordan Kent on the show, has embraced everything the city has to offer. Alex Garfin's favorite spots in Vancouver. Garfin is a major foodie. Fortunately for the actor, Vancouver is an established foodie heaven. Over the phone, the conversation swiftly steers between neighborhoods as he lists his favorite restaurants and cafes. Ovaltine Cafe in Gastown for breakfast, Sophie's Cosmic Cafe in Kitsilano, Harambee on Commercial Drive, and, Garfin's favorite, La Fontana Cafe, which reminds the New York City native of home. Though Italian cuisine has a dear place in his heart, Garfin's liking for Ethiopian food resulted in a charming tradition. Every new cast member in my show and every new producer that comes up to visit us, I have a tradition of bringing them to Harambee breaking bread, quite literally, he tells VIA. I think the great thing about Ethiopian food is that you eat it with your hands, usually from a shared plate, and I think there's something physical and trusting about that. When he isn't exploring Vancouver's vibrant food scene, Garfin loves to spend time outdoors. He's become especially well acquainted with the grouse grind, sharing a wild memory from filming the first season in the city. I used to live in Yale Town and I used to get on my bike and I used to bike to grouse grind, take the trolley back down, and bike home. I used to do that almost every week. I was an absolute madman, he shares with a laugh. This was before he could drive a car. Being from New York City, no one learns how to drive a car, he notes. Quarry Rock, which recently reopened after a three-year pandemic hiatus, is another of the actor's favorite trails. As for more local spots, Garfin shares that in the warmer months, Kitsilano is one of the best places on earth. The actor also frequents White Cliff Park and Lynn Canyon, pockets of nature that he describes as both unique and gorgeous, and that make him feel like he's somewhere exotic despite the proximity to the city. The locals here are awesome. Garfin has plenty of good things to say about Vancouver, including the locals. The locals here are awesome. I've never seen so many people so dedicated to making sure everything's good and right. The people here really know what the rules are, and they are very conscientious of other people, he shares. The New York City native has befriended a few locals throughout his time here, including Carling Jackson aka, the athlete artist. The two friends recently painted at a Vancouver Whitecaps FC game. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Alex Garfin, at Alex Garfin. Even in its rainy season, Garfin is appreciative of the city. His first solo gig at the Lamplighter Pub, during which he played three instruments, at one point he played two instruments and sang at the same time, featured mostly original music, a few of around 115 songs that Garfin wrote in his downtime. The thing about Vancouver is that you do have to have independent activities, he says. That's not necessarily as true in New York. In New York, the city will kind of keep you in its heartbeat, and you can't exactly escape that heartbeat. Whereas in Vancouver, it's a lot more laid back, I think because of the rainy seasons. You have to discover in yourself and your own entertainment at times. Coming from that, I ended up writing a lot more songs than I ever did. Even the rainy seasons have their upsides here. This season might just be my favorite, though he can't reveal much. The Superman and Lois actor teases that the new season zooms in on aspects of family drama between Superman and Lois. This season might just be my favorite, he shares. This season had so many rich storylines that all work together so well and so perfectly. The actor also got to see more of the behind the scenes, such as peeking into the video village and learning about the process of filming and making the show, which has been a highlight for him. Garfin also recalls filming inside the Molson Coors Brewery. It was really cool being in that venue and seeing all the inner pipes and all the workings of that old place, he says. The third season was filmed mainly in the downtown core. Another memorable part of filming is Garfin found himself fascinated by the brilliant colors and gritty feel that it gave the show. Would Garfin come back to Vancouver if he wasn't filming here? Absolutely, he says. I hope the people here can understand how beautiful the place they live in is, and I hope they enjoy it every single day. I hope they get lost in the nature. I hope when the summer does come, those winter blues are far away, because that's when Vancouver really shines.